All right, so welcome again. And so, as I said last week, and if you weren't here, this month's Unity's theme, Cross Unity, is about comfort. And it reminds me of how when I was in seminary, I was told that a minister's job is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. That's what I did. And I said, really? Aren't we Unity? I'm supposed to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable? Now that I've had some time with it, really what it's talking about is getting you out of your comfort zone. And we talked about that before. The comfort zone is a stagnation. So when we talk about the comforter and embracing the comforter, it isn't about being in the comfort zone. It's about something deeper, something more spiritual. Jesus called the comforter the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to talk about using the Holy Spirit as your comforter. Now, be comforted in knowing that, I don't know why, but twice for this bulletin, two times the bulletin was printed incorrectly. I'm not quite sure why, but be comforted in knowing that. The name of the talk isn't about grace, even though comfort is a form of grace. It is being open to the comforter. And so we're talking about being open, opening yourself, becoming one with the comforter. So I want to start also by saying this comforter, we have this thought of what the Holy Spirit is. And a lot of times, especially when we talk about Jesus looking to the Holy Spirit, saying that once I'm gone, the comforter will come to you. We come to a human aspect of what that comfort is, because usually as humans, we look to what? We look to other humans to comfort us, yes? We look to the comfort of our parents, if they were loving parents. I don't know, at 55, I still run to my mom and go, Mom, come on, just bring it in. Thank you. I need that. It might be your partner, your loved one, whatever it is. A lot of times, we receive our comfort from outside, and I'm here to tell you that the comfort that I'm talking about is an inside job. The Holy Comforter is an inside job. And we talk here in Unity, we teach Unity, and it is truly different than any other Christian-based or Christ-based religion or movement. We like to say we're a movement. Because we see that the Holy Comforter isn't this energy that comes and comforts us and then tells us or makes us do anything. The Holy Comforter actually is an aspect of the One. And when I say the One, we talk about God being one. Now, I know I say that I just talked about God being one, and I'm about to divide up God, but this is the only way a lot of times that we can understand that which is so huge, that goes beyond our consciousness, to dissect it a little bit. So this is what Unity has done. We have God as the Mother, Father, God, the overall, that creator. And we can think of, as I talked about last week, as God is that divine mother, that which gave birth to everything. And I want you to keep that in mind, that God continues to give birth to all potentiality of greatness. And God gives birth to what? Divine ideas. And these divine ideas are accessible to each and every one of us. It brings us to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is that aspect that manifests that divine idea. It is that which executes divinity. But you put it all together, it's still God. But God also operates, we operate like God. Think about it. We have us, and many times we think we're little gods, right? We have control over everything. We take control over everything. It's my will, not your will. It's what I want, right? And in this beingness, you have an issue. It might not be a problem. It might be something that needs to be resolved. It's like, ooh, I would like to have $1 million in my bank account. How do I do that? Yeah, I'm still working on the answer with God myself. But while you're working on it, what happens? You generate ideas, yes? And it can be any issue. And you generate these ideas, and then once you come up with the idea that's perfect, what do? You do it. You act on it. This is what we mean by we operate in the same way that God does. It's even biblically said in Genesis, God thought this. The world was void. There was nothing there. And God had a brilliant idea. And God implemented these ideas. And it's usually through the Spirit of God that implements. And so when we talk about implement, when we go back to Jesus, we're saying that when Jesus said, when I am gone, notice that we know when we talk about Jesus, we talk about who he was when he was evolved. He was the Christ. And when we talk about the Christ here in Unity, we talk about it's a divine idea. The Christ, the children of God are divine ideas. So when we talk about our Christedness, that we are all Christ, we are all the divine ideas of God. And our purpose is to move forward to generate the abundant good of God. And in knowing that no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what mistakes that you have made, no matter how your life seems to be a little askew, what brings comfort to us is the knowing that God's will of good can manifest that which is heaven here on earth. And so grasping the whole concept of the Holy Spirit as the comforter is simple, but not easy. It's simple because it really is a realization that once we get out of our own ego mind, once we get over our own will for our own good and realize the will of God is only good, that whatever ideas come from God will change everything and bring comfort to us because God's will be done and greatness will happen. What lack is in our life will be moved away. What illness is in our life will be moved away because we come to the realization that our minds, as much as I love my mind and I believe I have all control, the reality is it isn't mine. My will inevitably move me in the wrong way because my will, and we see it in the world right now, my will go to fear. My will go to lack. It's hard to accept because I can hear people going, my will ain't going to go to, I think abundance. Yeah, but that's a spiritual component. That is when you're really manifesting God and realizing that God's will of good is here, is when you come to that spiritual evolution that, yeah, I am not going to allow the fears of the world. I am not going to allow the darkness of the world. I am not going to allow the lack in the world. I am not going to allow the pain in the world to be my consciousness. I am not going to bring that into manifestation. And what I'm going to do is realize, come to the understanding that, yes, I am going to make myself an open vessel, hollow out anything that is not of God and allow God's greatness to move forward so that I can realize, I can actualize the words of a song that we sing all the time here. I am the hands of God. I am the face of God. It is, the stepping stone is moving forward to have the experience of God. And we are all moving forward to experience that presence. But the true realization is knowing that you are the manifestation of God. You are both. We are all the divine idea of the Most High. And the reason why we are here is to bring comfort, joy, and greatness, because that is what heaven here is here on earth. And so when we talk about open up, being open to the comfort, being open to the Holy Spirit, when Jesus talked about, I am leaving you, but I am bringing the comforter to you, it isn't something that is outside of you. It is the knowledge that divine ideas are forever pouring in you, and that will bring comfort to you because you will realize that there is a manifestation of greatness that can be actualized right here, right now. But we all have to take that banner. We all have to come to the realization that we are the ones we are the beauty of God. In all of our allness, in all of our mistakes, in all of our grandeur, we are the beloved of God. And Jesus showed us that so many times. I love in the Bible, at least in our theological thoughts of who Jesus was, but when you read the Bible, you see that Jesus was really a man. He was a human, and he had his faults. He had anger. How many chapters do we have where he tousled the temple because he didn't like what he saw? That's some anger issues right there. How many times did he not like what the political and the leadership of the Jews said and basically cursed them out? That's human right there. How many times did he look at his followers, look at his students, and look at them and go, "Oy." Didn't we go over this before? Didn't I tell you that, yes, we're all it? Isn't that why I'm telling you to go out and manifest healing? Because you are the divine. And every time Jesus had those issues, who did he go to? What did he do? Pop quiz. Okay, I hear the people who heard this at 9 o'clock go, "He went to God." And I hear everyone else going, "Yeah, they sound good. Yeah, yeah, yeah." Yes, every time Jesus had an issue, he went to that which we look at as the comforter. He didn't go to a God of the Old Testament telling him that, "You know what, son, you really messed that up. You know what, son, if you would have taught your followers better, if you would have done this, they would be doing better, so we're going to cause you pain." No, Jesus didn't go to a God like that. Jesus went to a God who he knew would comfort him. It would comfort him with divine ideas. It would comfort him in words of knowing, "My son beloved, I am proud of you." That is the God that Jesus brought to us. Not that hell and damnation God. Not that authoritative God. Not that I'm going to bring locusts on you because you're not listening to me, God. Not that I'm going to smite you and kill you because you're not listening to me or you don't get it. We have a God, and that's the beauty of the New Testament. That is a God that is a lover and loves us unconditionally. And it is in that knowing of that love, unconditional. No matter what you think of yourself, you are the beloved of God. Have comfort in that. Anytime you go to that Old Testament God, breathe that out. Anytime you go to that, and it's easy to do. I pretty much grew up in Unity, and it's still easy for me to do. I preach it. Because we get this hell and damnation from all over the place. We don't even realize that we're getting it. It's in songs, it's in shows, it's in movies. It is a cultural undercurrent, especially in a land where there's based on Catholicism and Christianity. It's an undertone that sometimes we just don't realize where it's in being injected in us. Once you realize it, and Judaism, we're all of it, it's a family. When you realize that old time to religion is getting to you, and you're going, "Why is God doing this to me?" Breathe that out. And breathe in, "No, the Holy Comforter is fully within me, manifesting greatness, the greatness of God," because that is what God is. God only wants our greatness. God only wants us to live and manifest heaven here on earth. The divine idea of God is us, and the divine idea of God is heaven. And as the people and the entities and the divinity that is in charge to execute it, that is what we're here to do, is to bring comfort into ourselves, bring comfort into one another, bring comfort into the land as the Holy Spirit. So breathe out that old time religion. Breathe in God's comfort, God's will, because that is the truth. Open yourself always to that and spew out, reject, eliminate anything other than the purity and the preciousness of who you are, the divine idea, and the executor of that divine idea. Can you imagine it? Go into your imaginations right now and look at all of your aspects of what is God's will for everybody. If you need to, close your eyes, imagine it. Now imagine if we all did that without fear. And we all embodied that within ourselves, and then we brought this idea to everyone that we met without fear, without concern. Now, some of you, I can feel it right now. When I said bring it to everyone, I felt rejection coming back. Free yourself of that. Because again, remember I said all of us are doing this. So when you give that love, see it coming back, people accepting that, going, yes, 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 Spirit, I accept that and I give it back to you. Yes, you're feeling it, you're seeing it. Go to someone else in your mind's eyes, a stranger, smile at them, walk down the street. Imagine that coming and going. And as you're imagining that, what is your body feeling right now? Peace, yes? It's feeling love, yes? Allow those thoughts of what is true, capital T, on a spiritual, evolved level, bring you comfort in your everyday life. This, my beloveds, is what is meant by being open to the Comforter. So you're invited to do that. I invite you to open your eyes. I invite you to look at everyone around you at this present moment. Look at them as the truth of who they are, the divine idea, and the Holy Spirit. If God is everywhere present, and we truly believe that and teach that, God is fully embodied within you, every cell, every atom. Let that bring you comfort. And if you start rejecting that idea, breathe it out and say, Divine Spirit, just continue to comfort me. And if you need something else to help you, let us go to our denial and affirmation to bring us comfort. All right, just allow me to read this to you. And if you agree with it, then you can embody it and speak that truth for yourself. I release my fears and concerns. I will always remember that the Holy Spirit is ever present for help and comfort. If that feels right to you, please let us say it together. I release my fears and concerns. I will always remember that the Holy Spirit is ever present for help and comfort. Breathe that in, and let's say that one more time. Three is a charm. I release my fears and concerns. I will always remember that the Holy Spirit is ever present for help and comfort. And so it is. Amen.